check in with our correspondent at the Radio Academy Awards this evening and find out which radio programmes have done well. Stuart Clarkson's there for 5 Live tonight. And Radio 4 then, Stuart, coming out on top.
Yeah, big winners tonight, Phil. 15 awards here in total for Radio 4. 5 of them gold, which is the big award everybody wants to win. They won them in categories including for drama and comedy. Also PM, the programme on at 5 o'clock on Radio 4 in the evenings every night with Eddie Mair. That won the best news and current affairs programme, beating our own Victoria Derbyshire into third place. She won the bronze in that category.
And who were the other big winners?
Well, 5 Live did all right. You know, we've got some good programmes on this network, and we got 3 gold awards tonight. One of them for Victoria Derbyshire, who was named Speech Broadcaster of the Year. Danny Baker, what's becoming known as the Danny Baker Award in the industry, got the Speech Personality of the Year, and also an award for one of our sports programmes, The Day We Won Wimbledon, documentary about Andy Murray's victory at SW19 last summer. That won the gold award in the sports category, and 5 Live Sport also got a bronze in that category as well. So big night for 5 Live, big night for the BBC. BBC Radio 2 named UK Radio Station of the Year tonight. It beat Radio 4 and Talk Sport. And also the big award tonight for Tony Blackburn. You might have heard about this in advance. He's got a second gold award.
Incredible.
This is the Lifetime Achievement Prize. He won it 25 years ago, and they're giving him it again tonight for his 50 years in British broadcasting.
What about the host then? Chris Evans suggesting that it might be the last time he presents, apparently. Right?
Yeah, he's done it for the last 4 or 5 years. He took over from Paul Gambaccini, who'd done it for many, many years before that. And he's made an announcement on stage tonight. It took us a bit by surprise, because it was only last year he announced he'd signed up to do it for another 2 or 3 years. But no, he's announced this year is his last. There's going to be a new host for it next year, which is going to make a big impact on the awards. It's gone a bit more show busy in the last few years. We're here at the Grosvenor House Hotel on Park Lane in London. We've got music acts performing these days. We've had Robbie Williams and Gary Barlow over the last couple of years. Tonight it was Alfie Bowe and the Kaiser Chiefs finishing the show. So it's a big deal in the radio industry and a big celebration of radio across the whole of the UK. So it's been a really good, entertaining night.
Very good. Just tell us before you go about the duo from the East Midlands who beat Chris Evans and a lineup of other presenters to win the gold in the Music Radio Personality of the Year category then.
Yeah, so this is one of the kind of big awards in music radio, looking for, you know, the best kind of entertaining show that's on. There was a really hotly contested category this year. Chris Evans from Radio 2, Graham Norton from Radio 2, also Radcliffe and Maconie, who do a daily show on BBC Radio 6 Music. Christian O'Connell from Absolute Radio has won this award before as well. And Sam and Amy, duo, do the breakfast show on Gem 106, which is a regional station out of Nottingham in the East Midlands. And they surprised everybody in the room, absolutely shocked. Everybody was thinking it was going to be Evans or Chris or Graham Norton. They really were the underdogs, so it was a nice kind of David versus Goliath moment. I've just been speaking to their boss tonight as well on the webcast from the awards, and he was utterly shocked, couldn't believe it.
Stuart, thank you very much. Stuart Clarkson at the Radio Academy Awards this evening. Congratulations to Victoria Derbyshire for her gold win, and with a bit of luck, she'll be back on your radio tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Friday, she's not too hungover. So well done to Victoria. Tell you what is happening tomorrow, which will be worth listening in.